Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Open your Bibles to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. You know, sometimes when you take a stand for the things, for the kingdom of God, many will desert you. Many will desert you. Amen. Especially when you're facing opposition. We battle a great opposer, but we serve a God that's greater. Amen. He's great and mighty to save. He's great and mighty to deliver. He's great and mighty to carry us through whatever storm or situation or circumstance in life we may face. The Apostle Paul here is going to stand before Nero. This is his first time going to be tried for preaching the faith to the Gentiles. As we look at that, if Paul wasn't preaching the faith to the Gentiles, we wouldn't be here. Amen? Amen? So, in other words, when we read this, you know, I not only honor God, but I honor the man of God that took the stripes and took the affliction so that you and I could be in the house of God. Jesus paid the price, but we follow the example of men of God that followed Jesus. Amen? And the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 16, I'll begin to read there. He said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is Preserved by His Power. And we're going to look at His presence, His persistence, and His providence. Amen? Can we make a declaration and lift the word together? We're all coming in unity. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful again for your word. And we're grateful that you sent your word to minister to every heart and every life of each and every one of us that's gathered in this room. I count it an honor, Lord, to share today. May the words that proceed out of this mouth be words that edify, encourage, and comfort every hearer in the room. You've sent your word to heal us, deliver us, and to set captives free. Our sanctification, Father God, is a process. And we're being sanctified by your word. So allow your word to have your way today in our hearts and lives. And we'll never cease to bring all the glory and honor and praise to your name. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I was thinking about first about his presence. I don't know about you, man, but I love the presence of God. Amen. I'm so grateful for the presence. And it's not only that he's always with us, but when two or three are gathered together, and there he is to be found in his midst. Do you know that song, Barbara Trudy, "In His Presence, That's Where I Belong"? In his presence, that's where I'm strong. In his presence, that's where I belong. No, you don't? Okay. Yeah. Hallelujah, no problem. That's okay, all right? Would you like to sing an In His Presence song?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, okay.
To meet you in this place and see you face to face. You are holy. Reveal yourself to me because of your mercy. And I fall down on my knees. I can feel your presence here with me. Suddenly I'm lost within your beauty, caught up in the wonder of your touch.
It's okay. Hallelujah. That was wonderful. It's all good. Hallelujah. I think one of the things is, you know, there's a worship song that says, "In His presence, that's where I belong. In His, that's where I am strong. In His presence, that's where I belong. Seeking His face, touching His grace." In the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh Lord. Amen. Aren't y'all glad that I ain't going to sing the whole song? Hallelujah. You know, first we talk about his presence. So look with me in Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43. Now, we know that the Lord delivered Israel out of Egypt through the Red Sea. And we know that he brought them across the Jordan into the Promised Land. All right? And we know, like, he delivered Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego from the fiery furnace. Amen? But Isaiah is writing this 750 years later. Hello? In other words, he's not speaking about the Hebrew children going through the Red Sea. He's not talking about them going across the Jordan. He's not talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He's prophesying to you and I, the children of God. Hallelujah. He isn't just writing about the past, because he says this. When thou, in verse 2, passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon you. God says his presence is always with you. That when you're facing the seas of adversity, that God is with you, that he will carry you through. He wasn't just giving them a history lesson of what took place in the past. He's prophesying it to the future, and it's echoing through time, and it's echoing to you and I today. Amen. God wants you to know his presence is with you. Matter of fact, he told Moses in Exodus 33, verse number 14, he said this. He said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. He spoke about his great presence and his great grace. Amen? I don't know about you, but I don't know what I would do without his presence. He's our very present help in time of need. Amen. He is always there. I believe God wants you to understand today that you're never alone. And when you're facing things, that God is always there. And sometimes, just like the Apostle Paul, it seems like everybody had forsaken him. Everyone had deserted him. But he said, the Lord stood with me. Yes, amen. Amen. The Lord is just standing with you and I. Look with me in Psalms chapter 140. Psalms 140. Verse number 12. He says this, the psalmist says, I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Amen. I know there's no escape in his presence. Amen. I think what you and I, what God wants us to understand is even when the Apostle Paul was facing adversity, that he wasn't alone. And if his trust wasn't in Jesus, amen, he'd have been a fallen soldier. Amen. But Paul was able to stand strong and stand strong in the faith because the presence of God was there. You know, he said not only did he stand with me, or he stood with me, but he said he strengthened me. He strengthened me. And his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Yes, it is. Amen.
Amen. That's why the Apostle Paul says, therefore I would rather glorify God in my infirmities that the power of God may rest upon me. And what he is saying there is, it's his persistence. His persistence. That he says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Not only did he stand with him, but he also strengthened him. And God wants you to understand, no matter what you may be facing, no matter what you're going through, keep your eyes upon him. Because his presence is there. Amen. And he is persistent. He is going to stand with you and strengthen you through your storm. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua is getting ready to step in to the promise, going across to the promised land, out of the wilderness into the promise. How many would like to come out of the wilderness into the promise? Come on. Hello? The word of God says in verse number 5. The word of God says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance of the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Amen.
You know, the word of God tells us, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Our soul prospers by the word of God. We are strengthened by his power and his might by his word. Amen. So he says in Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 54. You get a hold of this. Take claim to it. Remember, Isaiah is prophesying to you and I, the children of God. The law wasn't abolished in Christ Jesus, it was fulfilled. We're the fulfillment of the promise, the church. In verse number 10, it says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that have mercy on thee. Amen. You know, the covenant of peace. It's a promise. A covenant is an agreement between two parties. We're in an agreement with the Lord. Amen. Not only are we to receive this peace, but he says, Jesus said to you and I, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the peace of God that surmounts all understanding guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. He is our present help. He stands with us. He strengthens you and I. In other words, what I was looking at is persistence. He persistently seeks you and I. Amen. All he's looking for you and I to do is respond to him. Hello? Amen. He says he has plans and purposes for everyone. No matter where you're at with your walk in the Lord, he wants to take you deeper. He wants to grow you stronger. He wants to take you to a level you've never been before. The problem with so many times with Christians that we get to the mindset, well, I've seen that and done that and blah, blah, blah. And the Lord says, well, I can't really help them. Why? Because they won't help themselves. Amen? He wants us to press in. If we're going to go into his presence where there's fullness of joy, where there's a peace of God that surmounts all of our understanding, that guards our hearts and minds to Christ, we, you and I need to recognize that he's standing with us. His presence is with us. And he's going to strengthen us no matter what we're facing. Most of the time, when you're in trouble and you call me, I cannot help you. But the one that's in me can. Hello? In other words, what God is saying, don't be depending on man for your help. Depend on God through the man. And if God isn't through the man, find another man. Yeah. Hello? Amen. Hello? Because he's our present help. Amen. He is here to help us. Amen. No matter what we're facing. God wants you to be encouraged today. That he's with you, that he's standing with you, and that he's here to strengthen you. Amen. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 3. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Ephesians 3, verse number 14. He says this. He says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, Ephesians 3, 14 through 16. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that now worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. God, Paul said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me.
That's true.
And strengthened me. That the preaching of the gospel may be preached unto the Gentiles. But he also says what? He delivered me out of the mouth of a lion. He delivered him out of Nero's hand. Nero was a bloody martyr. He was one of the martyr Christians. He wanted to make an example out of them. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 11. We're looking at his providence. His deliverance. He's cool. He can't get out. This is a child, an infant prison. It isn't a prison. It's a place of joy. Hallelujah. Chapter 11 of Hebrews is the faith chapter. And it's to build up our faith. But where he closes in Hebrews 11 is so valuable for you and I to get a hold of. You know, there's many of the Jews that are just waiting in heaven and resting in heaven for all to be fulfilled through you and I. Hello? Amen? By faith, they received the promise, but they never got to see the fulfillment of it. We're living in the fulfillment of God's word. We're living in the last days. We're living in the time where we'll usher in the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As the children of God, that ought to excite you. All of the time through history, for thousands of years, they were waiting to see what you and I have the opportunity to see. They're waiting to see manifested what you and I have the opportunity to see manifested. I don't know about you, but that gets me a little bit excited. Hallelujah. That gets me a little bit excited. And he says in Hebrews 11, verse 39, he said, In these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, you and I, that they without should not be made perfect. In other words, they were never perfected. We are through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So even all through the time, everything that was written from Genesis to Revelations was written for our benefit. Amen. That we can learn from what the Apostle Paul did for us. Amen. I don't know about you, but he talked to me last week. I shared. I'll share again. I was having a boo-hoo party with the Lord. And Paul said in his word, but my light afflictions are but for a moment. And then the Lord reminded me that the Apostle Paul was whipped 5 times with 40 stripes, save one. That he was whipped with rods 3 times. That he was stoned to death and left for dead. That he was in prison. That he was bit by vipers. And then he asked me, what are you going through? And I said, nothing, Lord. Hello? 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 Hey, come on. Whatever we're going, he says to you and I, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Amen. Amen. These guys didn't have that promise. We're walking and operating in that promise. Amen. We ought to be the most excited people in this world. Amen. Amen. When we walk into a room, we should be excited that Jesus is walking in the room with me. I was kind of interesting yesterday. I was sharing with Jan this morning. But yesterday we were at Chili's. I went to Richmond. My granddaughter Alexandra had a soccer game. And we went out to lunch afterwards. And Alexandra had one of her friends with her. And as I prayed for the food, after I finished, she said, you sound just like a weatherman. And then the Lord spoke to me. And he said, you are a weatherman. Because you can forecast and procast and proclaim things, okay? You can decree and you can declare. I saw it one way, but this morning the Lord showed me it a different way. Amen? I received it then as a compliment. Even though I sound like a weatherman, I have to tell you today's going to be a very sunny day. All clouds are going to be gone. All those rains and clouds that have been over top of you are going to blow away in the wind. There's great crops that are coming up. God is providing for each and every one of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. God says to you and I today, he has never started something he hadn't finished. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He is beginning, he is doing things, and he's going to see it through. And that's the forecast I have for you. So why don't you give God a shout of glory for a good forecast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't you hear enough bad news? I got some good news for you. Jesus is alive. He's not only alive in me, he's alive in you, and he's alive in this house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. I don't want my flesh to get in the room of the Spirit. Did you hear the weather forecast? Now, wait a minute. Let me stop here a minute. The Holy Spirit wants to say something. When I get the weather forecast in the morning and it's calling for rain, what do you usually carry with you? What did God prophesy to you? Carry it. Don't leave it. Say, I heard it. I receive it. And it's mine. Hallelujah. You can't get it unless you receive it. God will do whatever he says he'll do, but we got to be in a receptive mood. Hallelujah. How many of you believe doctors' reports? Be honest. Now, God gives you a different report. He is your healer. He is a healer. Amen. He says to you in Psalms chapter 18. Psalms 18. What's wrong, buddy? I get loud. He ain't bothered about loud. He got a room full of kids. You see that big smile? Verse number 35. Now, God just gave you, what did he give you? He gave you a forecast. He gave you a report. The psalmist says in Psalms 18:35, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. Amen? We have the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. As the enemy comes back to try to steal what the Lord just spoke to you. And thy right hand have holden me up, and thy gentleness have made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me that my feet did not slip. In other words, he says, narrow is the way, but when you're walking in the Spirit and according to God's word, you're not tripping. Because the steps of a righteous man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. You don't find delight when you're tripped up. Hello? Hello? He's enlarged my steps before me. Hey, man, our future is bright. Amen? Come on now. Amen. 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 I was thinking about this the other day. Not to knock it any, but one of the renditions of the Bible says, in my Father's house are many cabins. And my Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And the reason it's a mansion and not a cabin, because it's the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's his glorious, it's his preciousness, it's his fullness. And until you have witnessed and seen the glory of the Lord, you don't even know what you're walking towards. Amen. You don't even, you know what I would ask the Lord? Give me a picture of heaven. Give me a vision of heaven. Come on out. Give me a vision. And if you catch a vision of heaven, you'll never turn and look another way. Amen. Because it's glorious. Hallelujah. It's glorious. Praise God. So he says to you and I in Isaiah chapter 63, I love the prophet Isaiah. He loves me too. Hallelujah. He says in Isaiah chapter 63, verse number 9, it says, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. He was touched with the feelings of our infirmities and with all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and his pity, he redeemed them and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful that the Lord stands with us. I'm grateful that he strengthens us. I'm grateful for his providence, for his hand of provision. Sometimes we look at this scripture and you really don't get the fullness of it, where the Apostle Paul says, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And people always think it's about money. Not about, it's money's part of it, but it's my health, my wealth, and my well-being. He's provided it all. Amen. When Jesus said it was finished on the cross of Calvary, it was completed for you and I. Amen. We're walking in the fullness of him. But in closing today, fast message, wasn't it? Hallelujah. God wants us to know in closing today, turn with me into Acts chapter 12. Acts 12. This is really interesting. Sometimes I ask the Lord, what can I share in Acts chapter 12? What can I share and what can't I share? Sometimes when you share some things that are deep, sometimes people think, well, who is he? And what I'm going to say here isn't to glorify me in any means, in any shape, in any form. It brings all glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, Peter was in prison. He's chained between two guards and an inner prison. He's getting ready to go before Herod. Herod had already martyred and killed James. And he's in this place. And the Bible said the angel of the Lord came into the room and broke the chains and delivered him out of the prison. Whatever prison it may be. And in verse number 11, he said this. This is where the Lord spoke to me. He said, and when Peter was come to himself. In other words, Peter didn't really even know what was going on. He didn't even understand what was taking place in the atmosphere. He said, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. The Lord was reminding me on October the 12th, 1997, I was a prisoner in my room. And the Lord sent his angel into the room to deliver me, to set me free. And I didn't know what was going on till I came to myself and the Lord gave me revelation and understanding. And God says to everyone in this room, he is no respecter of persons. He has come to set captives free, to open prison doors, to deliver them that are bound. That's what God is doing in this last day. That's what God desires to do in every heart and every life of everyone that's in this room. You see, the adversary has a way of bringing things in and enslaving us and putting us in bondage to things, even though we're free in Christ Jesus. And the Father just desires to break some chains. Hallelujah. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we thank you, Father God. We praise you for your word. We thank you for sending your word here today to accomplish what you sent it to do in every heart and every life. Father, just as you stood with the Apostle Paul, for those that are feeling that they're walking this walk by themselves, Father God, may they just sense your presence even now in a greater measure. Father, I ask you, Father God, we need your strength and your providence, Father God, your hedge of protection, that just as you delivered the apostle out of the mouth of the lion, you're here to deliver each and every one of us from whatever has attached to us. So in closing today, I just ask you, if there's something that you need to be delivered